Hi, everyone. Welcome to Waste 360's Nothing Wasted podcast. On every episode, we invite the most interesting people in waste, recycling, and organics to sit down with us and chat candidly about their thoughts, their work, this unique industry, and so much more. So thanks for listening and enjoy this episode. Hi, everyone. Happy holidays from your friends at Waste 360. I'm so grateful that you are listening and subscribing to the Nothing Wasted podcast. It means a world to us that you tune in each week. And as we head toward what we hope is a fabulous 23, we are reflecting on some of our top guests from 2022 and wanted to share those with you and some of the learnings that they brought forward. So you'll hear from President of Republic, you will hear from Brian Staley from EREF, Charlotte Dreisen, talking all things plastic, recycling, and beyond, and many more. Some of our rising stars and leaders who have won 40 Under 40 awards. You'll hear about compostable packaging and much more. So please enjoy this episode, and we hope it inspires you to move forward in a really sustainable way in 2023. Enjoy this episode where you'll hear from our top 40 Under 40 winners. They shared some of their unique perspectives on where the industry is, where they hope it's heading, and some advice they have for people entering the industry. So enjoy this one. I'm sure you will learn a lot.
I think my advice would be to not be afraid to take risks, to not think that legacy structures are really locked in stone. To say you're going to do something because it's always been done that way beforehand is really not very strong logic. I think sometimes people get a bit complacent and just try to make incremental changes because things have just always been like that. And I think, especially when people are younger and they have more risks they can take, don't be afraid to turn the table over, to really start from the beginning, start from first principles, work your way up. And if you come up with a very different solution than what has been used to date, that's usually a positive sign. The fact that you really put critical thought into something and ramped it up in a logical fashion instead of just adopting what's always been done beforehand.
Enjoy Let's Talk Composting with Charlotte. She will cover all things composting and compostable packaging. It's just such an interesting time where we are in the world of composting and packaging and what actually works and what doesn't, and how you can design in the front of life at that stage so we can all handle it better at the end of life. Anyway, give a listen. I think you will enjoy this one.
No plastic, whether it's compostable or conventional plastic, does anything in a landfill. It's just hanging out there. It's not going to compost and produce a soil amendment. If you are using a compostable item, a compostable package, it really needs to get to a composting facility and be composted to produce compost. It's not going to do anything if it's in a landfill.
Give a listen to this episode. It's Digging into Compostable Packaging with Kate Flynn. She's the co-founder and CEO of Sun and Swell. I loved talking with Kate because she not only brings her entrepreneurial spirit and vision to this discussion, but she talks about some of the lessons she learned in trying to develop her compostable packaging and the infrastructure gaps and consumer attitudes toward compostable packaging and so much more. So I hope you enjoy this episode.
One of the things that we decided really early on in our journey was that we wanted to be a B Corporation. And just for those listening that don't know what B Corporations are, basically as a B Corporation, you're thinking more about the triple bottom line. So people, planet, and profit versus the traditional corporation. If you think of like a public company, they're legally obligated to put like profits first. if you're always doing just what's in the best interest of your shareholders, you're always thinking about profits above all else.
Hello there. I'm so glad you're listening. I think you will really enjoy this one. It's your fave trash man, Terrell Hagler, who served as a sanitation worker during the pandemic. And since then, he has spun off and he's running for a seat in Philadelphia. He has become an Instagram influencer. He has a lot to share, and I think you'll be very interested in his perspective and how he has been able to shine a light on sanitation workers during a very challenging time. Enjoy.
The coronavirus put a magnifying glass on things that people usually don't see. I say all the time, people think that they put their trash on the curb and robots pick them up. And when they come back, they just know that the trash can is empty. But what they don't realize is actual human beings have to walk, have to pick it up, have to put it in the truck, have to put it back, deal with all the bags, deal with the weather, deal with the truck breaking down, deal with coronavirus.
This next podcast is with Dr. Jay Fitzgerald. He's a chief scientist from the Department of Energy. And I think you'll get a lot out of this one. You'll hear about his work on new and innovative plastics, tackling some of the top challenges of single-use plastics and what the Department of Energy is focused on right now. So give a listen and enjoy.
The announcement that was just made was part of our broader push on sort of looking at plastics from an energy perspective and technology perspective and trying to see if we can tackle some of the challenges that the recycling industry faces around materials, you know, being recyclable and also making sure that when they're actually recycled, they're done so in an efficient and energy and carbon efficient manner.
Next up is focusing on New Jersey's environmental justice law with Matthew Carmel. He's an environmental attorney and has done great work in this area. He focuses on sustainability, waste management, recycling, composting, and he has a great purview of environmental justice and what's happening in New Jersey and how it could lead the way elsewhere. So I hope you enjoy it. Give a listen.
New Jersey's law is regarded as one of the most groundbreaking because it has mandatory components. So New Jersey's law, the touchstone is the submission of an environmental justice impact statement and a public hearing that is to assess the environmental impact of a project on its host community. And it has to identify the underlying impacts in that community, determine what the new impacts would be from the new facility or project or expanded facility, and then with the New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection, determine whether there is a quote-unquote disproportionate impact on the host community as a result.
Next up is John Vander Ark from Republic Services. He spoke with Daryl Smith from the NWRA about topics ranging from safety and sustainability to the future of environmental services. This was hot off of Waste Expo and really has received a ton of great feedback, a lot of listens and downloads. So give a listen and enjoy.
Society's asking questions of business, and they're asking questions around circularity. And rather than fighting that trend, right, I think we ought to embrace that trend. And so our last use for something is to put it in a landfill. People always say, well, landfills, that's where you make all your money. And I say, landfills don't pay us a dime. Customers pay us money. And customers are willing to pay a premium to do the right thing.
Check out this one called The Science of Sustainability with Brian Staley from EREF. EREF has doing such important work in the industry, and it's all about backing research and data and formulating thoughts and opinions based on real science. So Brian has a great view of this. I think you'll get a lot out of this one as well. So enjoy and listen on.
One of the most important potential impacts that we could see that can help enhance recycling is that of product manufacturing. We think about it, it's the product manufacturers that ultimately deal the cards to the waste management entities. They can only accept what goes in the trash bin or the recycling bin. And that all is based on the design decisions that product manufacturers are making. So if packaging can be designed with strong end markets, strong demand, that's going to help close the loop much stronger fashion than if the packaging design is weak and that results in those materials having to go elsewhere and not close the loop.
And our final top podcast for 2022 is with Robin Weiner from ISRI. And we're talking about the evolving nature of recycling. And who better to talk to about that than Robin, who has been part of ISRI for years and really focused on the role the recycling industry has in the bigger world around environmental justice. She talks about developing the next generation of recyclers and really the importance of engaging with brands and sustainability as well. So enjoy this episode and thanks for listening. And we look forward to a fabulous 23 with you as well.
People don't really understand what recycling is all about. They just think of that blue bin at the end of the curb. So one of the things we realized that we could do to hopefully effectuate change is to reach out to K-12 students and help them better understand recycling and get excited about recycling. Because when you think about it, those are our future leaders. Those are our future journalists, our future policymakers, and hopefully future recyclers.